The funny glasses are now stowed away, the exodus west or north to the path of totality reversed, and the social media pictures of yesterday's eclipse are flowing. We were not in the zone for total eclipse here, but offices, schools, and neighborhoods shifted schedules yesterday to take a peek upward if the proper glasses had been procured, or downward if not. Later in the show, we'll hear how some people on two wheels enjoyed the show. First on today's Ozarks, how a gathering of strangers experienced the eclipse at one of the higher points in Fayetteville, the cross on Mount Sequoia. By the time the eclipse was scheduled to reach its peak in our part of the country, about 100 people had driven, walked, or biked to the cross on Mount Sequoia, overlooking the Fayetteville skyline. This was not an organized event led by an astronomer or educator. There was no formal explanation, guide, or really even a consensus on what would be happening. We were the casuals, the procrastinators, and the mildly curious or slightly misinformed. Few of us had those special glasses, and there were several cereal boxes converted to pinhole viewers. But there was something decidedly affable about our midday Monday. Two women were attempting to create a selfie video on one phone while another played Bruce Springsteen's Dancing in the Dark. Nick, with his canine friend Ellie, was just enjoying the break from routine.
I'll get out here and I'll try and look, but I didn't get to the store to buy the glasses like everyone else did. That's why I've got three pairs of glasses on me right now. But I'll just kind of try and look at it as much as my eyes can take. And also, like I said, I want to kind of see kind of how the city looks, if there's shadows over the city, how interesting that may be.
None of us were under the impression there would be a total eclipse, but nobody was quite sure what a less than 100% eclipse would be. Cedric and his team from the startup NICE, Nexus for Innovation, Collaboration, and Education, had stopped a business meeting to take in whatever there would be to take in.
We do videos, and we feel like this would be a really good spot to capture this event on video and record it that way.
You have glasses on. Are those like...
These are not. I know not to look in the sun. These are just my regular sunglasses. So I'm going to be looking at the camera, not the sun itself. I got another guy coming. He has another camera. He's going to try to bring it up here. He's in scramble mode to get up here and build this elementary style, what do you call it? It's one of those shoebox things you build where you can look at an eclipse. You know, he's trying to figure out how to do that. Yeah, exactly. So he's on his way, and I have this little handheld. We're going to capture as much as we can.
Maggie, a freshman at the University of Arkansas, and Gunner, a sophomore, both wore their Arkansas cheer shirts. I asked them, since it was their job on campus to get other people excited at sporting events, if they were excited about this.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited.
Super pumped.
What made you pick this spot?
I just stayed up till like 2 o'clock last night because class starting today, so like those nerves, and then I just like started thinking about today and what I was gonna do, and then I thought like Mount Sequoia would be the perfect spot. And I have like a time lapse going, which would be really cool.
That's a great view of the city and the school and everything.
Maggie and Gunner say they briefly considered driving further north or west for the totality, but quickly decided they couldn't miss the first day of classes. Rob, who brought his homemade pinhole box.
It's working all right. I don't think I made the pinhole quite right, because I should have had an actual pen to make it, but all I had was my keys, so I kind of stabbed it out. So it's a little squared off, but you can kind of see in there. Yeah, you can see the little spot right there, but I don't really see the actual sun going across it yet.
Had also thought about heading to totality.
I've got to work tomorrow. I was able to get today off, but not tomorrow, so no.
As the moon entered its peak moment, its succinct upstaging of the sun, one man who had bought glasses was sharing them with anybody wanting a quick look. Ray lives right next door to the cross, and he seemed to be enjoying all of the interlopers.
But there can be pretty good crowds any Monday, but more today. I didn't expect to be this excited to see it, but now that I have glasses and I'm looking at it, I am enjoying it.
What have you looked at the sun yet through the glasses?
Yes, I've been looking at it. After I stare a while, I'd rather share the glasses with someone else.
One common lesson learned yesterday at Mount Sequoia, a 90 or 93% eclipse is not nearly the same as 100%. Nobody was really disappointed when bright August day shifted to not quite as bright August day, but in the end, about 100 people, neighbors and strangers, just randomly spent about an hour talking to each other and laughing. Nobody had a problem with that. And just to be sure, we saw a bit more on April 8th, 2024, when parts of Arkansas are in a totality of a total eclipse. we made plans.
Right.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Downtown Horse Mills, meet the Brick House or Brick Town, whatever it's called.
There you go.
Have a few beers.
Have a couple of craft beers.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.